like mushrooms through goo. But this time the murder, they're not only Jews.
We'll kill every species, not just one or two.
You'll go in the pit and then you'll be reborn.
You won't feel the cold and you'll never get warm.
And then you will take your place in the storm.
Be the storm. Storm is coming.
Big and stretch, but short on redeeming features.
I'll tell you if you meet me under the bleachers.
City is broken, the master is vanquished.
We got a sculpture, no need to be banished.
The cosmos a buffet and I'm fucking famished.
I need an army to lead into battle and rape the elderly. Join them like cattle, we're killing you.
Is now 6 million
feet of storm.
Storm is coming.
Storm.
Storm is coming.
Storm.
Storm is coming.
Storm.
Storm is coming.
There's a storm coming.
Infested with the dead. Commander Adam is down on the bridge. He has no fucking head. Black Bowie, circle to Spider. Ruined Oxlade, burnt and broken. These are the war dogs of Nebulon. These dogs created for war.
Go, 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 go.
God is coming, God is coming.
Go, 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 go.
God is coming, God is coming.
Go, 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 go.
God is coming, God is coming.
Go, 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 go.
God is coming, God is coming.
Black boy, overload. Crush the soul of hell.
Bringing fire from all quarters.
Release the storms of Nebulon.
Array the host, the necroswarm.
I'm a dreaming humanoid.
The chiseling mass will toss it to scream.
Drive them back to the void.
Slaughter! The cosmos from clean
power. Like none I've seen.
Quad Destroyer, simply super.
Die you serve, becomes your suffer.
Battle madness always spinning.
Crackling chaos always killing.
Zombie troopers rape the old.
Corpses float in zero G.
Free Press Podcast. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. I am from gruntfreepress.com, the world's premier website for gaming news and reviews and random rants and shitty podcasts. And doing this 65 episodes, and here we go again. And you know, usually I say like something like, oh, you know, this is a fucking weird one. It's not the usual podcast. But I just kind of come to accept that this is fucking, that's just pretty much par for the course. So I'm not even going to bother saying that again. But gruntfreepress.com is the website. The email is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide. I think that's all the administrative stuff I got to get out of the way, I believe. Big news, I guess, for me anyway. And for you, I mean, I'm recording on a new PC. I'll get into that later, I guess. I just hooked it up last night and stayed up fucking late, just fucking around with it. pretty nice. I mean, I'll get into it later. I'm not going to fucking bore you yet. But seems to be working. If not, I don't know. I mean, I had to fucking transfer all my shit over. So, you know, same shit, fucking same mic, same all that bullshit. None of that's fucking any different. Just new PC. So we'll get into the specifics of that. And as debating, I get a little, you know, again, why I'm kind of fucked up. I get a little bit of a story, a tale of terror for Halloween. I don't know how fucking interesting that really is for me. I mean, fucking, it involves a bachelor party for, you know, people listening. Maybe don't know who the fuck I'm talking about. It. Not that it matters, but yeah, I'll just tell it. I mean, a little tale, a cautionary tale of pretty much why I play so many fucking games. Pretty much, I mean, fucking, why I refuse to fucking leave the house most of the time, because it usually fucking sucks trying to do anything. I'm having technical difficulties at the moment. That's the other thing too. I had to fucking pretty much rearrange fucking all of my fucking shit. So it's like everything's usually on my left side. I had to switch over to the right. Now I get fucking two PCs going on, and it's like fucking like two keyboards and shit. And just yeah. So if it's a little fucked up, welcome friends. Where the fuck is my letter? All right, we're gonna have to have a serious serious fucking discussion here about where the fuck my lighter went, because, yeah, it's not going to be a podcast without me fucking killing myself as I'm smoking. Not there. What the fuck? All right, hold on a second. Just think about life for a second. I'm going to go grab a lighter. I could pause, but hey, what the fuck? Hold on. Can't accuse me of yeah, anyway, so saying fucking, yeah, a little anecdote. I just thought it was kind of funny, pretty shitty, but so I'm going to this fucking bachelor party, right? Yeah, I mean, dude's having it at a amusement park, like a fucking whatever, you know, not like a fucking like Disney, you know what I mean? It's a small little fucking local fucking whatever, a few fucking roller coasters, that shit, fucking pretty much carnival rides type of deal. So so I'm fucking like, all right, so I gotta, you know, take the night off of fucking work to go, like, whatever, fucking call out. No, nobody fucking talks to me, because, you know, I'm not on fucking whatever, Facebook and all that bullshit. So I wouldn't say I'm hard to get a hold of. I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, but I mean, I'm not in the usual circles. But anyway, so I'm fucking like, I find out the last minute, like, oh, fucking, you know, I hadn't really talked to the kid in like fucking whatever, 6 months or some shit. But it's fucking like, oh yeah, you should come and all that shit. So find out about the last minute, fucking call out of work. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm going, whatever. It sounds cool. Like, fucking, again, this middle of October, fucking Halloween. So they have like a, you know, it's themed, like, you know, they do, like, oh, it's called, like, Scream Fest or whatever, fucking, you know, they fucking decorate the place up, I thought, anyway, like, fucking, like, oh, cool, so it'll be, you know, it'll be, like, a fucking, whatever, haunted house slash fucking, you know, amusement park, and, I think, you know, the main idea was, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, you go there, it's fucking, you go there at night, and it's fucking, you know, dark, it's getting kind of cold, fucking middle of October, up in New Hampshire, like, whatever, so, you know, figure, you know, won't be that crowded. I mean, there'll be fucking people there, but, you know, the usual amusement park crowd won't be there. It'll just be fucking, you know, weirdos just going for fucking the, they have a couple haunted houses and that shit, and, like, whatever. So I can figure it wouldn't be that busy again. Middle of October, kind of cold, fucking nighttime, so. So, you know, we drive up there. It's like, I don't know, an hour maybe drive. So as soon as we hit fucking, like, get close to the fucking place, it's like, traffic out the ass, like bumper to bumper, just sitting in traffic, like, what the fuck, what's going on, like, what's going on tonight, like, you know, why is this so much fucking traffic? And so as we get close to the fucking the amusement park, it's like, this is all for that fucking place, like, this is so fucking, like, busy, it's gonna be fucking retarded. And it's, you know, getting up 7-8 o'clock at night, and the place closes at like fucking like 11, you know what I mean? So it's like fucking, and it's just getting dark, and like the whole point's like fucking, oh, I go on the rides at fucking night, I guess. And yeah, so it was fucking like, you know, we're sitting in traffic fucking, I don't know, another fucking half an hour or so. Finally get up to the front gate, and they're like, oh, you know, just fucking, you know, the parking lot's completely full. You're going to have to go to like another, you know, go to another fucking spot, and they'll fucking put you in a bus and bus you over back to the park. It's just like, ah, it's fucking, sounds like a pain in the asses again. It's fucking, just sitting in this traffic again to, like, who the fuck knows where the second lot is, getting a fucking bus. The bus is going to have to fucking sit in the traffic to bring us back. And so by the time we fucking get back, it'll be like fucking like 9 or 10, you know what I mean? It's going to be fucking like ridiculous. And then the line's going to be so long to fucking go on anything. So, all right. So fucking, you know, we had two cars full of people, you know, fucking 8 people, you know, full fucking two cars of 4. So they're just like, you know, fucking, you know, everybody else fucking just get out and go, like, fucking, you know, 2 people drive and I'll just fucking park the car, like, whatever, figure something out, and, you know, park on a side street, like, something. But, so fucking right at the front gate, there's just a bunch of fucking, like, open spots. It's supposed to be for, like, you know, drop off, pick up, like, whatever, like, fucking, like, I drop people off, picking them up, like, whatever, you park there, wait and pick them up. But, you know, it was fucking a dozen empty spots there. So it was, you know, fuck it. My brother's like, all right, whatever. Just fucking parking here, dude. Fuck you. Like, whatever. Give me a ticket. Tow me, whatever the fuck ever. I'm just not going to deal with it. So he fucking parks the car. The other car fucking's like, yeah, whatever. Good idea. Parks there. And they, you know, we fucking walk in the park. No problem. Then, you know, they're there for like 10 minutes. Then fucking, they want, you know, a couple people want to go back out to the cars to fucking, like, whatever, drink a couple shots of whiskey, whatever that was in the car. So they, you know, they walk back out, you know, as soon as they walk out, someone says, like, oh, you gotta move your fucking cars. So, they ended up fucking, like, all right, so they're like, fuck it, all right, fine, fucking move the car, figure something out. They, you know, they leave. So the two cars are gone, and we're all in the park, and we're all just fucking like, all right, well, now we gotta wait for them, so what are we gonna do? Fucking just, you know, go grab something to eat, like, whatever. And then fucking, go in there, it's fucking $40 to walk in, but once you're in, you can fucking, like, do whatever you want, fucking ride rides. The only thing you gotta pay for is, like, food and all that shit. So, I mean, fucking, we're sitting there, fucking, go find some little shitty fucking, like, bar, like, tucked away somewhere. It wasn't too busy, so you can actually, like, you know, eat something and fucking drink a couple beers. So, we're in there drinking, and then fucking, you know, we have, like, 2 beers, and, I get a fucking phone call from my brother who was trying to fucking park the car, and he's, like, fucking, you know, the dude whose fucking bachelor party it was, is fucking, he was out there too, fucking trying to park the car and, trying to park his car. And, you know, my brother's like, dude, fucking this dude, you know, the dude's fucking bachelor party is like, he's fucking pissed. He's sick of fucking just sitting in traffic. So, he's just going to leave. I mean, it seems like a good idea. Cause again, at this time, at this point, it's like fucking, like, we have like an hour and a half, and just getting to like, getting to line and go on, like, any ride is going to be, like, at least an hour, you know? So it's like, yeah, it sounds like a pretty good idea. Like, dude, fuck this place. We can just go to a fucking bar. Even go back to fucking somebody's house and just fucking, like, drink and hang out. Like, that's probably a better idea than just sitting there waiting in line for a fucking hour for a fucking roller coaster, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so fucking he says, you know, just be ready to go, like, fucking whatever, like, you know, we'll meet you at the fucking front gate, just go. So I'm fucking, you know, I'm telling everybody, like, fucking, like, ah, dude, we gotta fucking go, like, this kid's, you know, his fucking party, dude, and, like, you know what I mean, he's fucking sick of it, you know, everybody else is pretty fucking miserable, too, so, all right, so fine, just fucking leave the park, and I go, you know, everyone else is like fucking like, well, you guys, you know, just, we'll go up there when they get there, like, whatever, we're just gonna sit here and fucking, when they get there, you know, I'll fucking, we'll head out, you know, you can, if you want to go. And I'm like, fucking, like, yeah, I want to fucking just go up front anyway, because there's nowhere to fucking smoke butts in this park. And that's the other thing, too, is fucking just looking around, is, You know, I remember going there when I was a fucking kid, and everyone's fucking smoking bots, like, whatever, no problem. And again, shitty things have changed. Fucking, no, you know, nobody's smoking bots. It's fucking, like, you know what I mean? I guess there is, like, fucking, like, little, like, designated areas, like, off in a fucking, like, dark corner somewhere that I can't even fucking find. Like, you know what I mean? And it's fucking just trying to get to them is who knows. So, all right, yeah, whatever. I'll fucking wait up front so I can finally smoke a butt, which I haven't done in, like, you know what I mean? Fucking hours. I fucking sat in a car. The kid didn't, you know, couldn't smoke in the kid's car. I get there, fucking, like, get in there and figuring, like, once I'm in, I can smoke a butt. But it's like, nope, like, fucking, so whatever. I'm like, all right. So I head out and fucking, somebody else goes with me too. And as I'm walking out, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm just joking. Like, don't forget to get your fucking hand stamped to get back in the park. You know what I mean? So the kid I'm walking out with gets his fucking hand stamped, and a lady goes to me like, oh, you want it? I'm like, fucking, like, ah, I figure we're leaving. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Just, I don't want a fucking orange fucking stamp on my hand. You know, I'm all set. So, you know, I don't get mine fucking stamped. Then, yeah, so my brother gets back, the kid gets back, and fucking, like, we don't see him fucking walk in, and we're just sitting, I was sitting out there, you know, I was smoking a butt for, like, you know, a couple in a row, 20 minutes or so. Well, call my brother, I'm like, yo, fucking, where are you? And he's fucking, he's like, oh, we're back in the park, like, he changed his mind, like, we're fucking, you know, we're gonna just, you know, ride it out the rest of the night, and maybe do something afterwards, like, whatever. So, I'm like, all right, dude, fuck, I don't have my fucking hand stamped. This is fucking ridiculous. And, like, they're like, all right, whatever, dude, fucking sucks. So I end up paying fucking like $80, dude. I had to fucking pay again to get in. So that sucks. So, you know, we get in and I'm like, fucking, like, all right, so we have like an hour and something left, you know, hour and change left. Like, all right, so we're going to get one fucking roller coaster out of this, like, whatever. So we're fucking just sitting in line for fucking, another hour. And this isn't fucking, dude, just like observationally, just fucking, like, you know, it was the first time in a while, like, you know, I fucking say on here, like, oh, I'm a grumpy old man, and fucking, you know, these fucking young kids, they all fucking suck, like, whatever, dude, they have no fucking personality, and, you know, not that I'm around, you know, this is probably the first time in fucking years I've actually been around a bunch of fucking, like, you know, young, you know, kids and fucking, like, teenagers and shit, and, so, you know, I'm there, and again, it's fucking, like, you know, middle of October, it's called fucking Scream Fest, it's supposed to be, like, you know, Halloween fucking oriented. So you're in a, you know, I'm in a fucking amusement park around Halloween, you know what I mean? Fucking, so it should be, like, fucking everyone, you know, I remember, again, going when I was a fucking kid, everyone's all fucking, like, excited and fucking, like, you know, yelling and shit and just, like, you know, always fucking, like, everybody's fucking, like, excited about fucking something. See kids fucking, like, running and fucking, like, you know, jumping around and shit. And just, like, you know, again, towards Halloween, fucking, no, there's no real Halloween shit anywhere. I mean, it's just fucking, like, again, they turned a couple rides into, like, haunted houses or whatever, but, you know, it's like one or two fucking people walking around the park, like, dressed up, like, everybody else, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of fucking, you know, probably thousands of fucking people, just, like, whatever, everyone's just fucking dressed, just, you know, drab, just fucking, you know, dark gray and fucking blue, just, you know, everyone's just kind of standing around, fucking, everyone's just fucking, like, dull and just fucking, again, young teenagers, fucking kids and shit, just, you know, no fucking, like, anything, just fucking, you know, a bunch of fucking, like, zombies, you know, amusement park, dude, and, you know, for fucking Halloween, and just fucking, everyone just got up, fucking whatever, that's kind of my personality, too, like, I can't fucking really dock it, but it's fucking, like, that was, you know, I mean, that's just how I am, but I just remember everybody else, you know what I mean, like, fucking just excited, and fucking, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, I was kind of a weirdo for, like, fucking just, you know, being kind of, like, laid back and shit, just, like, dude, everybody's just fucking just, there's nothing there, like, fucking, like, no reactions, no nothing, and, so, I end up waiting in line with this fucking roller coaster. There's a fucking, like, I don't know, like, a 15-year-old couple, like, behind me, like, a fucking guy and a girl, and they're just fucking just, oh, man, it's, again, they're just fucking, like, guys, dude, like, today, I mean, fucking, he's just, you know, such a fucking, like, pussy, like, talking to his girl, and all, like, the usual, like, fucking, oh, I love you, like, whatever, love you, babe, fucking blah, 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 like, you know what I mean, like, fucking lovey-dovey shit. He's just fucking, like, whiny, just fucking, like, emo, like, guy, and he's, like, fucking, like, whatever, he'd be, like, a, like, a jock-type dude, and fucking, like, a cheerleader-type girl, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, you know, they're just fucking like, oh, you know, I love, we need to communicate more, and, you know, when we don't communicate, it makes me sad, because blah, 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 and it's just like, dude, what the fuck, I don't know, just fucking, you know, I had to listen to that shit for like an hour, dude, like in fucking line, I'm just fucking like, oh my god, I'm gonna, this is awful, and everything, you know what I mean, everything I've talked about on here, about how shitty fucking, you know, young generation is, fucking autistic kids and shit. It's just fucking like, yeah, it's spot on, dude, as far as I can tell. It's how it is. Again, no fucking, again, you know, like I said, fucking on, no smoking in the park, and like literally is fucking like, you know, nobody's fucking smoking. I was thinking like, ah, well, it's nighttime, like whatever, dude, I can fucking rip a couple butts in here. I'm sure everybody else will be too, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna, you know, nobody's gonna do that. I know nobody, just fucking, I was looking for anybody to like smoking a butt so I could just be like, yeah, whatever, fucking rip a butt real quick. Nobody fucking doing it. And fucking one of the kids that I was with, eventually when we were standing in the line, like fucking like, ah, just takes out like a fucking, so just tries to take a couple drags off a butt, like immediately fucking somebody from the park comes over, just fucking like, oh, you can't smoke in here, I can't smoke, like fucking like, dude, this is fucking awful, just like Nazi again, just fucking so like orderly, everyone's just so fucking like calm, everybody looks the fucking same, and just like, again, where are the fucking like punk kids, where's the fucking, you know what I mean, drunken fucking parents, dude, causing fucking problems. I mean, it's again, that's what I was fucking used to growing up. I mean, see that fucking everywhere, just I don't know, just everyone just seems fucking dull, fucking laid back. It's, I guess I can't complain. It's my natural fucking demeanor is kind of like that. It's just like, dude, this is gay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, there's no nothing. There's no culture. no culture anymore. Yeah, it wasn't too festive, like I was saying, not very fucking Halloween-y. So it was you know, miserable fucking night. And then to top it all off, we're fucking leaving, and so we're leaving, and you know, fucking, we walk past, like, you know, everyone's in the fucking parking lot trying to get out, like jam packed, fucking in the parking lot. You know, we go another way, and just fucking I guess like the two cars, they ended up parking instead of like fucking whatever, parking wherever the fuck they wanted to in the second lot, and like getting bussed over. And I guess they were saying there were no buses running. So, they ended up fucking like, oh, we went down like, you know, a mile or so and just fucking parked on a side street somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Seems smart enough. Like fucking just probably on public fucking street and just park on the side. So, you know, we go over to the cars, fucking hop in and fucking start going. And, both the cars, the tires are flat. Somebody fucking, didn't slash the tires, but they fucking, cut off the, like, the valve stems and the fucking, you know what I mean? They just let all the fucking air out of, you know, on the passenger side of both cars, like fucking just, you know, cut it and fucking just, let the fucking air out. So, most likely somebody fucking on that street's like fucking, oh, these fucking assholes all, you know, go to the park and they just, you know, think they can park on our fucking lawn. It's not even, they didn't fucking park on the lawn. It was fucking like on the street. Like, you know, it was the wall of fucking where the dude's property ended, and then fucking like whatever, 3 feet of fucking grass, and they just parked right there. You know what I mean? Which makes no fucking sense, because it's like, well, how often do you think, you know, we're not going to come back here probably again, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to fucking, we're not candy, whatever, amusement park fucking regulars, you know? We fucking just happened to fucking be here. If we, you know, if we were smarter and we came here all the time, we would have known better than the fucking show up late, and we would have known the fucking traffic was going to be garbage, you know what I mean? So what fucking point did you prove? So, you know, we were stranded there, fucking, two cars with fucking flat tires, and, you know, call AAA. They're like, oh, I'll be there in an hour. And fucking like, yeah, that probably means like 2 hours. And, you know, it's getting fucking colder and colder. Fucking, you know, it's getting to fucking like 20 degrees. You know, just fucking outside the cars, stranded, fucking waiting for AAA. I'm like, fucking, yeah, so I'm looking on my phone, like, you know, where can we get, if we just get like an air compressor, yeah, like a portable fucking air compressor, we could probably just fucking pump them up and like whatever, it'll be okay. You know, look at fucking like, oh, there's a Walmart, like fucking like whatever, like a mile away, but oh, it's not a 24-hour one, they're closed. And I'm fucking thinking like, oh, well, you know, I do work for them, so, you know what I mean, I could just fucking, just call up and just be like, hey, you know what I mean, can you just fucking, I know when your brakes are, like any next break, could you just do me a fucking solid and all this fucking, or I could call like my manager and be like, could you just call them? You know what I mean? So just like verify that, you know what I mean? I'm a fucking vet over there type of deal. So you can just fucking hop in there real quick and buy one and like whatever. And just fucking like, then I'm like, fuck, I can't even do that. Cause I fucking called out sick. So I can't even fucking play that card. You know what I mean? So I guess we're fucked and just fucking, you know, sitting there just, you know, flat tires waiting for fucking AAA. We had another kid that was, you know, that was with us. He had a car. So we fucking ended up driving back. And so we had to fucking sit there, take all, you know, take both the tires off that were flat, throw him in his car, drive him over to a fucking, to a gas station, fill him up at the gas station with the fucking, the air compressor there, and then fucking, he had to drive him back, fucking, you know, put fucking four tires on, and that was it. But, so, I mean, a pretty boring story, but, I mean, it pretty much, that was the very condensed, version, because it was like, over 2 hours, we were fucking sitting out there, and just shitty, shitty experience. Again, that's why I don't fucking, that's why I play games, that's why I don't fucking go anywhere, and yeah, I fucking hate doing shit. And that was my Halloween story. And to top it all off, too, I mean, at the campground or whatever, there were fucking campground, what the fuck, at the park, there was like a, you know, they had like a local, like, you know, Ghostbuster fucking chapter there, like dressed up and shit. They had like the fucking Ecto-1, like fucking that. And like, you know, I was sitting there, you know, cars are driving by, like all, you know, as we're sitting there for fucking hours, you know, fucking making a bunch of noise, like fucking trying to get rusty fucking lug nuts off and fucking bashing the shit with fucking rocks, trying to get the shit off. Nobody's fucking stopping. And then fucking at one point, the fucking Ghostbusters drive by and the fucking Ecto-1 is just like, dude, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, it tops it all off, dude. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't stop either. Just fucking like, oh, yeah, fucking drives off. That was it. So that was my shitty night. And that was kind of why I'm all fucked up again, because I had to, you know, doing that all fucking night, dude. Like, I don't know. Screwed my entire schedule all up. So that's the topper of all that. So anyway, let's fucking, yeah. So lesson learned. Don't do anything. Fucking stay home and play fucking video games. So yeah, I mean, fucking yeah. But anyway, fuck, I know I'm terrible at telling stories too. So fuck you. But, the basic point of the story was I fucking waited out in the cold for fucking hours and hours the other night, which is why this is going up late and why I'm all fucked up, part of it. But, so anyway, right in the middle of the Halloween season, which is, you know, the only good one really. So get right out in front of the, big news about the biggest horror game to be released this year. You know, the one we've all been waiting for, the one based on one of the most famous horror franchises of all time. You know, the one I've been talking about for over a year at this point. And I've been doing this this segment for a good month or so, at least. I mean, that's right. The weekly Friday the 13th, the game, the beta code, the waiting game update. And the big news, I got big news, and that's I didn't get my beta code this week again, and the reason being is that the game has been delayed. So just to recap my old fucking story with that fucking the Friday the 13th game, I backed the Kickstarter pretty much the day it was available, really fucking early backer, and doing that, I mean, the estimated date they were given for when they announced it was It had always been October this year, October 2016, and that never changed, like, fucking until this week. You know, I even asked one of the developers, he was streaming something, like, fucking, like, oh, like, you know what I mean, to, like, drum up the hype for the game, for the Kickstarter. And I was watching that, and I fucking, you know, I asked him, I'm like, you know, specifically, like, you know, like how committed are you guys to releasing it in October? And, you know, he just fucking, he went out of his way to be like, oh, we, you know, we're very, very committed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he made it seem like that's it. I mean, that's like the hard date to get something out anyway, fucking October. But, you know, then, you know, recently they kept putting out, like, giving people emails, like, updates, telling everybody that bought the game, you know, when the Kickstarter ended, I mean, they charged your card or whatever, but they had like an ongoing thing where people could go and like pre-order the game. This is almost the same type of shit the Kickstarter was, but they were leaving it open for like pretty much like a pre-order program. That you could go and order the same shit after the Kickstarter ended. And so, you know, I kept getting, you know, kept sending out these emails like fucking like, hey, you know, just to, you know, remind everybody fucking, all your shit's going to be charged at the beginning of October. So, I mean, you know, everything's pointing towards like, hey, October, we said it was October. We're charging people, you know, the very beginning of October, meaning that fucking game should be out by the end of October. But so I was really looking forward to playing the fucking game in October. I'll put it that way. You know, especially during, you know, I got a vacation coming up next week. I just got fucking 5 more shitty days of work and I'll be good. I mean, that's, you know, there was never like a solid date. They weren't like, oh, it's coming out like October like 28th or anything like that. But, I was pretty positive, fucking like, oh, you know, fucking part, you know, part of the plan for my fucking vacation that was fucking I took from work was just fucking like, oh, you know, it's going to be out in October, so at least, you know, if I take it the last week of October, I was going to anyway. I won't fuck around with that, but pretty sure, like, fucking like, oh, that's it. I mean, last week of October, at least I'll be playing that, you know. And, you know, again, I didn't take the vacation just so I could play the game, but I mean, that was definitely part of the plan, but. Delays happen. I mean, almost constantly nowadays, it seems, and hopefully that means they're taking the, extra time to make, you know, a better, bigger, fucking more polished game. And, you know, I did kind of, you know, the whole point of the fucking, like, oh, where's my beta code? Like that old thing. I mean, I kind of saw it coming. I mean, there's no news on the fucking beta at all, you know. You know, there's hence the ongoing joke of the, you know, where's my beta code bit, but, you know, it just fucking sucks. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking just, I mean, especially because the reason they're given for delaying the game is they're adding a, single player experience, in quotes, like fucking no real details about what that means exactly. I mean, something about like, oh, we're gonna recreate shit from the movie, so it's like, what, it's just gonna be like this fucking, like, small, like, fucking, like, on rails type of thing of just fucking you play it once and you're done, or, like, what, I don't know, but, again, something they're adding, like, fucking last minute, I can't see it being, like, you know, it's not gonna be fucking I can't see it being, like, fucking the main draw. I mean, they've been working on the multiplayer for, like, you know, over a year, and now it's fucking, like, oh, yeah, we'll do single player, too, and fucking do it in, like, a couple months or something, like, I don't know. I seriously doubt it's going to be like a fucking Alien Isolation fucking quality. I mean, that was a fucking, you know, big budget fucking game, like funded by like Sega and shit, and, you know, Creative Assembly fucking, you know, they've been pretty big studio doing shit for a while. And the Friday thing is just like, the whole time they're like, oh yeah, you know, fucking small indie studio, you know, get, you know, they're on a fucking Kickstarter, a couple $1 million fucking budget or whatever. I mean, they're just going to squeeze this, you know, the single player in as a fucking afterthought, and they're building it on, again, the entire engine and shit. You know, the game fucking engine is all designed for fucking multiplayer. It's like, what, so it's going to be just like, you know, bot fucking Jason, like, hunting you down or like whatever, I don't know. I mean, we'll see, obviously. You know, it might turn out okay, but I don't see it. I don't see it being the fucking main. I think if anybody buys it being like, oh, they finally put single player in, oh, this will be great. Like, fucking thinking, again, thinking it's going to be like a fucking, like, Outlast or fucking, like, Alien Isolation or something. They're just going to be like, nah, it's probably going to just disappoint them, so, I don't know. And then there's also going to be like an offline bot mode, which is, again, just pretty much like, kind of like the multiplayer, but not, because you're playing with bots. And I can see that, you know, that's fine for fucking practice or whatever, but I was really looking forward to just this straight up fucking multiplayer only game. Like, you know, I'm sorry, but sometimes you have to fucking like force people to play multiplayer to make it work. I mean, you know, whether they want to or not, just for the overall sake of the game, I mean, get a good pool of fucking people playing at once, because, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to play Friday the 13th, and this is the only mode that's available, so everybody's in the same, on the same fucking boat, you know? And then plus at that point, you're gonna have fucking, people of different skill levels. Like fucking like, I'm not big on multiplayer games, like whatever. Just fucking, I'm not used to, playing like with other people. So it's fucking like, I'm still learning the controls, but I'm not gonna waste my time in fucking like, I'm not gonna spend my time in bot mode or whatever. And then be like, whatever. I don't feel like playing online anyway. Let's play the bot mode all the time. And you have fucking those people in there and fucking like whatever. And then like, other people who are fucking better in general at fucking games and like, you know what I mean? So you need big fucking pool of people. The bigger, the better. You know what I mean? For as far as multiplayer games go. Now here it's just fucking like, these people are like, I usually don't play multiplayer games, but I like Friday the 13th. So they would have been playing, but now it's like, I'm just going to play bot mode. I'll just play fucking single player. So, everybody, Everybody who fucking wanted to play the online is going to, they're going to fucking suffer for it, I think. Fucking the people wouldn't normally play online, they'd get used to it, even if they're normally scared to play with other people, like whatever. Take my ex-wife, please. No, like, I remember, like, her, like, she would never, could never figure out, like, first-person games at all, like, fucking at all. She couldn't figure out, like, the second stick or, like, the view. Like, she did play games, like, you know what I mean? But she was just fucking, like, older, like, she played, like, Diablo and shit and fucking, like, whatever. And, PS1, like, whatever, fucking Spyro the Dragon, like, that type of shit. But, like, she'd never fucking figure out. She was like fucking, kind of like a fantasy nerd, but he'd be like, you probably like fucking like Oblivion. She tried to fucking play Oblivion and, she had no fucking clue, no clue how to fucking like control it and just fucking get like wicked frustrated. I mean, she'd be fucking like retarded about it and, she'd quit after like 5 minutes. Like, I can't figure it out. I'm fucking pissed. Like, fuck this. Like, It's just like, no. Just relax and fucking try and just try it. I mean, you'll get better at it. No, fuck it. I can't do it. Like, so that was that. And then fucking she saw me playing like, Left 4 Dead when that came out, and she was huge into fucking like zombies and shit. She's like, it looks really fucking fun, and she wanted to play it, and it's like, I saw you trying to play fucking Oblivion, and this is fucking like, Left 4 Dead's fucking way more fucking like complicated, and you need a lot more skill to fucking play this fucking pretty precise first person shooter and shit. It's fucking not Oblivion, where that's pretty fucking like slow and just but she's like, I really want to play it. And she just fucking like, within like an hour, because she wanted, something that she was really interested in. She wanted to fucking play it. She thought it looked really fucking cool. Like, within like an hour, she's like, she's fine. She's fucking like, she knew she was moving around. She was okay. And then like after a month or so, she was hooked on it and, just as good as I was pretty much playing the fucking game. That she starts playing fucking like online and shit. And just like, It's fucking, as long as you're interested in it, you're going to do it. But I mean, some people just need that push of like fucking like, hey, that looks cool. But I mean, if there was like a, if there was like a fucking like a single player fucking Left 4 Dead, like whatever. I mean, fucking like, and she could just play that. I mean, she would have done it, but it's just fucking like, she saw like the online and shit. So I don't know. There's going to be, I know there's gonna be people who don't like fucking playing online fucking period, and they're just gonna be playing the fucking single player, which again, I don't, it's gonna be fucking amazing or anything. They'll play that for like a couple hours or whatever. Then you have to fucking deal with them complaining about like, this game's too short, it sucks, it's just fucking like, the AI is not good, like shit like that. I mean, I'll call that right the fuck now. It's gonna come out and people are like, Friday the 13th, the game, that sucks, it's fucking terrible. It's like, they fucking just threw the shit in to fucking please you guys, and it wasn't the plan, and guess what? It feels kind of fucking like tacked on and half-baked, because it pretty much is, or people, people play fucking just the offline and the fucking with the bots and shit, and just, AI's dumb, it's probably gonna be, glitches with the fucking AI and shit, or some, like, cheesy bullshit, and again, they'll be playing with the bots, and fucking those get to that point and be like, this game sucks again, and just not go online. It's one of those deals. I just wish it was more fucking just focused how they're gonna have it originally, and now they're fucking more spread out, and everybody's gonna fucking suffer for it. So, I mean, I was fucking applauding fucking the dudes who made it, fucking Gun Media, for just being like staying on target and keeping the game focused, and just, you know, they had a vision for what they wanted the game to be, and they weren't gonna let the whole time of the Kickstarter. I mean, the same shit. People were just like, I'd give you guys money if there was a fucking single player or there was a bot mode, and they're just like, no, this is what we're doing. We're doing the multiplayer, and that's all. You know what I mean? They weren't fucking giving in to fucking that shit to try to get more fucking money or whatever. I mean, they're just like, nope, this is what we're not gonna fucking like go to. Well, they saw, like, you know what I mean, like, whatever, Star Citizen and that shit. Of just fucking, well, when you promise fucking more and more, I mean, people just expect more, and you start getting more money, and you start like building shit out, and, you know, problems, you know, shit pops up, and it's just a pain in the ass. And but I mean, again, to wait till like, the game's supposedly almost out, you know what I mean, in this month, and, you know, if they were like, you know, even if they were like, hey, you know what I mean, we just fucking, you know, doing some tests like internally at the fucking with us, and we just figured there's some shit that is just like glitches or like whatever, or we just need more polish, whatever, to polish up what we have. I mean, and it's gonna come out in like whatever, like a couple months later, it'd be like, all right, yeah, whatever. I mean, that, you know, that sucks, but it's better than that. But to be like fucking like, this seems like just borderline like selling out. Like they're giving into the fucking whiners on the internet and hoping they'll sell a few more copies if they appeal to the fucking mainstream type of deal, and just like, again, just pulling it off fucking last minute. I don't know. And I guess they're not fucking technically taking anything away from the game. I mean, they're just adding. I mean, I get that, but again, instead of like, you know, here's this fucking focused product we worked on, we want to keep like updating and making it better and whatever, keeping it alive, and, you know, adding modes and adding more shit, and, you know, now they're gonna be fucking bogged down with fucking like, we gotta fix the bugs for the AI bots and fucking, the single player fucking, maybe we'll add DLC fucking for the single player or some shit. And and again, they're just fucking splitting the community up of fucking like, you know what I mean, fucking single player bot players and fucking multi, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they get one, I guess, one fucking delay. I mean, that's it. I mean, fucking, again, don't let this turn into fucking like Star Citizen or fucking the new Friday the 13th movie that's been in fucking development hell for like 3 years. And I mean, they get the fucking benefit of the doubt for now, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to just be like, this game's going to suck now. But again, I'm just kind of concerned, not nearly as fucking, I'm just like deflated from where it was before, like a year ago, and I was fucking just like, or like the hype leading up to it of fucking, you know, I did the fucking Kickstarter, I'm like, it sounds awesome, and then fucking like, all right, cool, my game's fucking paid for, I'm good, I can just fucking like sit back and fucking chill and just like, not worry about it until fucking, you know, the fall or whatever. Then, like, you know, September rolls around, I'm fucking like, fucking Friday the 13th is almost here. And then, like, we're adding this shit now. And just like, dude, what the fuck? So, you know, I've pretty much gone from, like, super excited to fucking, like, we'll see. Now, I guess they're saying the beta is coming fucking late 2016. So, we'll just assume that means, like, the last week of fucking December or some shit. And, the full multiplayer is supposed to release in early 2017, like, whatever the fuck. And, you know, I fucking hope after all this shit, I mean, they'll leave the beta open from, you know what I mean, from fucking late 2016 and when the beta is till like early, you know, when the full multiplayer fucking release is going to come out just multiplayer first, I guess. But as soon as you open the beta, I mean, you better leave that shit open until the game comes out and fucking iron every fucking thing out that you can. And, I don't want to deal with any of this fucking, like, it's open fucking noon to 8 p.m. on these certain fucking days, like that horse shit. And the single player is fucking releasing fucking summer 2017, supposedly. But, I mean, that's a fucking long way off. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens from now until then. And right, pretty much the bottom line, the fucking conclusion to this is I'm not going to be even talking about Friday the 13th, the game, again, until I actually get my fucking hands on it, because now I'm even fucking sick of talking about it. And yeah, I mean, fucking Kickstarter, like, you know what I mean, like, what the fuck. Gears of War 4 we'll talk about after I take a break. Rambly break.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. Already tell this is going to be a one of those episodes where I have like a fucking shit ton down that I was going to talk about, but probably going to end up fucking cutting a lot of it out just because of that long fucking boring story about me sitting in fucking line at a fucking amusement park. But yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes, but I'll make it up to you guys fucking next week on my vacation. I'll have all the time in the world, but right now I'm just kind of like, I got shit I gotta do. So yeah, welcome to fucking my half-assed fucking hell. But there's a good reason for it, and it's very gaming related, and I'll get to it. I'll probably close it out with another long boring story about PC hardware. But for now, Gears of War 4. So I played that. I wrote a review about it and on Grunt Free Press. And to be honest, it's one of the hardest and fucking weirdest fucking reviews I've ever written. Just because, you know, I was thinking about fucking the review. Like, yeah, what do I think about this? Like, what am I gonna write about it? Like, yeah, you know, after I finished the single player campaign and played a few rounds of multiplayer and shit, and like overall I was pretty positive about the game. I mean, I'm like, play the campaign, I'm like, the campaign was okay. I mean, a little bit too many cutscenes, a little bit too fucking, like, they tried to be like slapstick fucking comedy bullshit, and characters are kind of boring, but whatever. I mean, it's just fucking pretty standard fucking Gears of War campaign. Like, it is what it is. I mean, it's pretty fun for the most part, and the multiplayer, I mean, I fucked around the multiplayer a little bit, and I'd played fucking, you know, just team deathmatch anyway, and I'm just like, this is fucking more Gears of War. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I tried the other modes out, and as I was doing that, I mean, as I played more of the multiplayer and just thought about the campaign, I just get fucking progressively more pissed off. The more I played, the more I thought about it. And I mean, the one fucking mode that seemed really cool was the you know, pretty much the gun game from fucking fucking Counter-Strike, whatever, pretty much, where it's fucking like, oh, you gotta get a kill with fucking every fucking type of weapon in the game, to, you know what I mean? That's how you fucking win the game or whatever. But so they have a version of that in Gears of War 4, where it's like fucking like, but instead, like, it's like team based, like your team has to get 3 kills. Like, you know, they start you off like whatever, a boom shot, get 3 kills with the boom shot, then it switches to like whatever, a torque bow or whatever, get 3 kills with that, and then fire, it just cycles through pretty much every weapon. And it's like, sure, this is fucking pretty cool. I mean, it's fun and shit. Just, you know, fuck around with everything. And, you know, the first time I try it, I mean, try it out and fucking, you're waiting and the fuck, you know, the teams are fucking uneven and shit. And it's like, you know, it's like fucking 4 people on my team, 2 on the other team, and fucking, and like one of the dude quits on the other team and fucking, you know, so it ends up being like whatever, 4-on-1 or like 3-on-1. And, you know, the one guy on the other team is just fucking, like, instead of, like, quitting, he's just fucking, like, you know, hiding in the fucking spawn and just fucking, like, whatever. You know, just kind of sucked him, like, again, it's fucking, all this bullshit. You know what I mean? It's fucking, this is the shit, you know, fucking last-gen fucking multiplayer bullshit. I mean, they should have this shit fucking fixed. I mean, it just should be, yeah, it's not even a matter of, like, hardware or anything, or, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, just as a game design, I mean, it just fucking baffles me how people is, like, you know, game designers can't fucking figure this shit out yet. I mean, it's still, like, you know, people are gonna quit, they're gonna get disconnected, like, they should have a fucking way to deal with that by now. I mean, other than, you can't even just be like, oh, we're gonna take away, you know, whatever, points or whatever the fuck. I mean, yeah, it's gotta be, like, an in-game, like, oh, fucking add a bot, or, you know what I mean, fucking whatever, something, anything. So, I mean, the first time I tried the gun game, it just sucked. Then I tried again, and it's like, oh, cool, teams are even, and, you know, it's pretty cool again. It's fucking, you know, it goes on for, like, whatever, like, 10 minutes again. I'm just fucking, like, cycling through these fucking weapons, and, you know, it's a good game, fucking, you know, real close at the end, but, you know, we end up losing. I'm like, fuck, you know, but it's like, ah, it's cool, though, I'll play again, that's fine. I might have found my fucking game type, but this is fun. But then fucking, you know, after you fucking, we lose the round or the game, it's fucking like, oh, round two, and it fucking, like, starts again, and it's fucking best of three, I guess. And again, it takes, like, the game takes, like, fucking, like, 30 minutes to fucking, like, complete the game. I mean, it's just like, dude, like, what the fuck? It was way too fucking long for a match. I mean, I don't want to spend time, you know, in the same fucking same game, dude, for like fucking like half an hour. Just like, dude, no, it's too much. I mean, I don't want to fucking do that again. It just takes too long. I'd rather just fucking whatever, like, you know, 10-15 minute matches at the most. I mean, fucking that's it. And then fucking like, oh, whatever. It's just fucking move on to another game and, you know, another round or whatever. But I just don't like being in the same fucking room and just doing that for so fucking long. Don't like it. Then I'm like, oh, I'll try, like, whatever. I'll do, like, the classic Warzone mode, you know what I mean? It's the original fucking, before there was even Team Deathmatch and Gears, was, you know, there's Warzone and, like, Execution, and those are the ones that, you know, the modes where you only have one life per round. No fucking respawns. So the rounds usually go quick. I mean, so I'm fucking playing that. This is fine. I mean, Warzone. I'm like, I remember this is fun. Like, whatever. Stop playing. But it's like, oh, guess what? It's fucking best of fucking nine rounds or some shit. It's just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, why? Like, five at the most, dude. Why is it fucking best of nine? Like, this is fucking, again, it's way too fucking long. And then I'm like, I don't know. Again, I just can't. It just drags for fucking being in the same fucking game for that long. You mean a fucking whatever. I mean, I just don't. Don't enjoy that. So I'm like, all right, so I'm not a fan of this, you know what I mean? And again, the fucking multiplayer is all the same bullshit from fucking the other Gears, but so I'm like, all right, well, I'll try fucking Horde mode, which seems everyone's fucking loves fucking Horde. I mean, that's fucking, I only like fucking the Gears 2 Horde, which is fucking, it was just like simple, like fucking like, all right, well, we're just going to fucking keep throwing in like progressively fucking like, you know, more enemies and hotter enemies and shit. And, but then, you know, as it got more complicated, I kind of just fell off of it, where it's fucking like, oh, you gotta, like, whatever, build these fucking tower defenses and fucking, like, you know, put barbed wire down and all this shit. And but I'm like, all right, well, I mean, they seem, you know, it seems to be a big focus this time is this fucking Horde, and they put a lot of work into it. And try that. And hey, again, just like every other fucking multiplayer mode, just fucking goes on fucking forever. I mean, it's fucking like 50 rounds, people playing like fucking like faggots. They're just fucking sitting on turrets and shit, and you're just, you know, fighting the same fucking enemies over and over again, except, you know, the difference is they'll add like bullshit fucking bonuses. I mean, they're not different enemies. They're just fucking like, oh, hey, the same guys you just fought, but this time, you know, they get more health, they do more fucking damage, and it just takes longer to fucking kill them. It's like, oh, that's fucking great, because that's exactly what I wanted. I mean, that's fucking exciting. And, you know, then they, you know, well, the fucking modern fucking grindy bullshit of fucking opening card packs and shit, and like you're crafting and fucking destroying cards to level up your classes. It's like, this shit's fucking gay. I hate this shit. I mean, like, you know, like Halo, Halo 5 fucking like has that type of thing, but it's like simple the way you, I mean, you just, it, none of it, the packs that you're opening are all fucking like cosmetic, you know what I mean? Except if you're doing like whatever, Warzone, but even that's like simple. It's like, oh, well, you get this card, the card that you got is a gun, like whatever. It's like, this is just fucking like, oh, well, you know, you gotta combine these fucking cards and fucking, like, it's just the way it's set up. It's just so fucking grindy and gay. And just like, dude, I'm not even dealing with this shit, dude. Fuck that. And, you know, so I played, like, I don't know, to like wave 30 or something, a Horde, and then we fucking died. And it's like, oh, I'm quitting. Fuck this. I'm done. And yeah, probably never play it again. So, I started writing my review, and just fucking like, you know, I'm writing, I'm like, I'm on the fence. I'm like, yeah, again, it was kind of had fun with the single player, and the multiplayer is okay. It's just fucking so like standard fucking Gears, like whatever. But, so I started writing it, and I wasn't even sure, like, fucking, like, again, like, do I like this or not? Like, I don't know. Then the more I kept writing, I mean, the more I'm just, like, fucking, like, I have a lot of fucking negative shit to say about fucking Gears 4, and just, like, either shit I'm just fucking sick of at this point, or shit I fucking actively don't like. I mean, and, you know, by the time I was done writing it, I fucking just read it over again. I'm just fucking, like, dude, like, I can't say this is a good game, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking just too much bullshit, dude. I fucking just, you know, gave it the big official fuck you stamp. And even after that, I'm fucking, you know, I'm fucking just after, I was just thinking about it afterwards, just fucking, it's still unsure, because it's just like, ah, come on, dude, new, come on, fucking new Gears game, come on. It's, you know, so after I fucking wrote the review, I'm like, ah, it's fucking hopping the multiplayer again, maybe I'm fucking missing something, and, you know, I was trying to get myself fucking pumped up and excited and fucking, you know, like the old school fucking stay up all night fucking mindset, just play, you know, match after match, fucking binge on it, and... you know, doing the mode, the one mode that I'm like, ah, it's pretty, this is standard, but it's fucking fun. Like the team deathmatch, like that seems like the way to go. But I played it for like an hour, then I'm just like, ah, I'm fucking bored. And it's fucking like, shut it off. I went to sleep. Like, dude, like, I don't know. I can't do it. It just really is the same shit. And I was already getting sick of with, you know, as far, even like Gears 3, just fucking like, well, all the maps are like flat and fucking symmetrical, just fucking, no, I mean, it's like, oh yeah, it looks different, but it's pretty much the same, you know what I mean, just fucking, just these flat fucking maps, and, you know, bullshit kills and fucking deaths, and fucking 99% of it's all fucking like gnashers, and, you know, it's, the movement's just slow, kind of clunky, and just, you know, graphics are fucking blurry. Yeah, but that's actually a new one, I should say, the fucking graphics are fucking like blurry, and, you know, fucking just, I don't know what it, I was fucking just, you know, I might throw the game in every now and then just to fuck around with, but overall just fucking, yeah, I'm just fucking like disappointed with it overall. And, definitely not fucking blown away by it. I mean, it's just the whole point of like Gears. I mean, fucking like people are still like, I don't know, like the hardcore fucking fans are so latch onto, oh no, it's Gears, you fucking wall bounce with the fucking gnasher, and that's what Gears is supposed to be. It's like, well, the whole point of like the first Gears is almost like a fucking like tech demo of just fucking, you know what I mean, of just like fucking like, oh, isn't this fucking like gorgeous and shit, like this is like the pretty much the best, like this is the benchmark of fucking like graphic quality, you know what I mean, like this is fucking like new shit for like Unreal and all that shit, and just you know, it's supposed to be the fucking pinnacle of fucking graphics. I mean, the smoothest fucking controllers you can do. And it's just fucking like, this one is just like, I don't know. Like, fucking, like, nothing's working for me. Just didn't do it. So yeah, so fuck you, Gears of War, pretty much. But then I started playing some Mafia 3 instead. And, you know, we'll say the beginning of the game is really fucking great. I mean, you start out on this pier in fucking New Orleans, or whatever the fuck it's called, New Bordeaux, fake New Orleans, and, give you this guy tied up to a fucking chair, and, you know, you're with some partner of yours, telling you to do something with him, so, you probably, like, toss him in the car or some shit, or fucking, like, whatever, but I immediately just fucking shot him in the face and threw his body into a swamp, and a fucking alligator came and ate him. It kind of reminded me of like Hitman Absolution or something. Then there's a series of like the short fucking linear, just, you know, pretty much like tutorial missions, but you're robbing a bank and shit, and just you know, it's fucking like, all right, fucking, you know, pretty much follow me, but fucking like, oh, I don't know, just fucking drive the car up to the fucking spot and fucking do all this shit, and just and then there's fucking, I keep like going, like they're doing like flashbacks and like flash forwards and shit. And just fucking, they do it like almost like a documentary, like film style. And you know, they're interviewing people and characters talking about their relationship to fucking the main character, fucking, Lincoln Clay. And just, I like Lincoln, dude. I think he has, you know, he has to fucking take the cake for fucking the ugliest motherfucker in video game history. He's just fucking blockheaded, fucking acne-scarred, fucking ugly piece of shit. I kind of appreciate that. I mean, I can relate. I mean, there should be more ugly people in games. I mean, where's the affirmative action on that one? The presentation for those missions is really fucking good. I mean, the early ones, well, there's a lot of cutscenes and shit, but it's just like they're decent, or they're like stylized. It's not just fucking like just straight, just fucking, you know, movie style. It's fucking like, oh, he has a fucking sit here for like, you know, it's just fucking, it's interesting how they do it. It's just fucking, you know, then when you do get to play, it's pretty tight. I mean, it's fucking like it's a mix of like, you know, Grand Theft Auto and like a Splinter Cell. I mean, you can play stealthy and you know, go cover to cover and stay out of people's sight, sneak up behind them and like slit their throats and shit, or you can just fucking just unload and make it a fucking action game type of deal, fucking cover based action game. It's control solid. I mean, fucking definitely control's better than fucking Grand Theft anyway, but I mean, that's not really saying too much, because I don't think those games control particularly well. Then you get into what I'm assuming. Again, I've only played for a few hours, but I'm assuming it's the, I might actually play it after I get off of here, but, yeah, I'm assuming the, like, the main portion of the game is fucking, you know, drop you in the open world. You can fucking, you know, have these story missions and side missions that are, dotted all over the map. So, I mean, it's basically structured like, you know, any other fucking open world, game, as far as I can tell. You know, even after just doing a few hours of the side missions, I mean, that was getting kind of repetitive. Just, I mean, they're all pretty much sneak into an area, take out some guards and fucking, you know, destroy a few fucking things, and you're trying to, like, do damage to different gangs and shit, and just fucking, like, oh, we'll blow up their fucking whatever, you know, coke fucking operation, and, you know, blow up their fucking stash and fucking, you know, give you, like, a dollar amount you gotta hit. Yeah, and then, you know, then once you do that, your gang moves in, takes over, you get some perks and money and shit, and, they're okay, pretty standard. It's kind of like, it's sort of just repetitive, just fucking like, all right, here's an area, fucking this dude's all around, fucking just whatever, sneak up, fucking take him out, or whatever, shoot him, and fucking blow the shit up, and like, that's it. But, the main missions just seem better. I mean, it's just, you know, they take place in, like, more interesting locations, like, a couple I did. I mean, one was in an amusement park that didn't have. It was shut down, so there wasn't too many lines. Nobody slashed your tires and you get out of there. But or one during Mardi Gras, where you have you have like different objectives. I mean, it's not just fucking. It might just be like take out like, you know, some dude or whatever. But it's just more like. They're more creative with it, like how they fucking set it up, like fucking like, oh, there's a guard tower up there, you can go up and there's a fucking sniper rifle, so you could fucking, you know what I mean, sit up there and fucking try to like snipe them, or go up and like hand to hand and fucking like whatever, and just just more variety, or you're fucking different objectives and shit. So but as I said, I only played for a couple hours, and after that I just started getting tired of fucking with my graphic settings. And and I know this is something I always fucking complain about, but, you know, this time, hopefully, there's some resolution at the end, 4K resolution. Well, I mean, not like real 4Ks. I don't have a 4K TV, but, you know, I do like the usual fucking, open up the NVIDIA experience thing and fucking like whatever. And, you know, optimal fucking settings, and then fucking like, it looks all right, but it's fucking like, you know, drop everything to low pretty much, and it fucking runs at like 900p or fucking whatever. And yeah, you know, I do the whole fucking song and fucking dance of like, you know, turn this up, turn that down, shadows down, fucking whatever, frame rate up, frame rate down, and like, oh, this looks great, fucking, oh, this is fine, I found the fucking sweet spot. And note to self, I gotta fucking turn the screensaver off on my fucking computer, because that just freaked me out. But yeah, so I did that for fucking a while, dude. Fucking yeah, you know, I was fucking turning shit up, turning shit down. Oh, this looks great, and fucking then like you get off in a car and fucking drive for a fucking minute, and you get a bunch of fucking like, oh, now it's like stuttering and fucking like, you know, wicked fucking frame rates, shit in the bed, and just like, I don't know, I was getting tired of that, fucking with it. And I guess, the game, fucking, you know, Mafia 3 is getting called out for being badly optimized on PC, and, you know, it's a bad port, and there's fucking, you know, graphics glitches and shit. But, but at that point, I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm fucking just thinking, like, I'm fucking struggling to fucking play this on my fucking PC, and like Gears 4 looks like shit. I don't fucking meet the minimum for that. Fucking Forza Horizon 3 was pretty much fucking unplayable. It was fucking stuttering so much, and I started doing some research, and you know, I was like looking at fucking whatever Digital Foundry videos and shit, and like they're saying like, oh well, Gears 4 is like a quote a Veer Amhog, you know what I mean? And it's fucking like, I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking video card thing, and just fucking like, I'm looking at the requirements for fucking games that are coming up that I'm gonna play, and a lot of them I've already fucking like pre-ordered and shit, and just like. Titanfall 2, same shit, and just fucking same requirements of, you know, minimum 2 gigabytes of fucking VRAM. So it's like, I'm starting to think it's time for a new fucking PC, you know. Really, it's just the fucking the graphics card that's killing me. Everything else could fucking be would be fine, but I tried that last year, just fucking buying a graphics card, and it was just fucking, it wasn't an easy swap. It wasn't as easy as just fucking like, oh, pop the graphics card in. It was just fucking like, oh, power supply, and oh, you don't have the fucking case is too small and that bullshit. And so I'm like, all right, started looking at fucking PCs and just fucking mentioned, yeah, fuck it, I just bought a new PC. So this time I didn't fucking skimp out. As far as I know, it's just about the fucking best shit you can get without doing like, you know, crazy fucking aftermarket like tinkering bullshit of fucking like, oh, I plugged in fucking 3 fucking graphics cards and whatever fucking whatever the fuck people do, overclock this and that, and it's just fucking like, nah, it's so you know, I get it, it's fucking what they call a open case model, which is pretty much means, I mean, it's just like the back of it is just fucking like a solid like piece of whatever like metal, you know what I mean? All the shit's fucking in there, and then like you can see everything fucking right there. I mean, fucking fans and fucking the card and all that shit, power supply, fucking everything's right there. You can fucking get right at it, and then just on the other side, it's just, and there's fucking like 4 like steel rods, and then there's a glass, just a fucking pane of glass on the other side. You know what I mean? So it's fucking like everything, you can fucking get right into it, and. So, I mean, I'll give you the rundown. Here comes the fucking technical bullshit that makes my fucking eyes glaze over whenever I fucking hear other people talk about their rigs, you know what I mean? So, they call them rigs because they're fucking PC fags. So, you know, be forewarned. I'm just gonna fucking just give you a rundown. Again, if you want to send me explain to me what I did wrong, because I'm sure, you know, you guys are out there. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. So, just comparing fucking what I have to what I, the old computer, the CPU, in my old computer, it was an Intel i7 4770 that ran at 3.4 gigahertz. The new one I got now is an i7 6700 at 4 gigahertz, so slightly faster, and it's a whole 2000 i7s better, so I guess than the general RAM. The old PC had 12 gigabytes, which was, it seemed fine, you know what I mean? The new one is 32, so... that's a bigger number too. So there you go. But the big one is the graphics card. That's what was fucking killing me. I had the old one was a GTX 760 NVIDIA with that had 1.5 gigabits. I don't know, GBs of video RAM. I mean, that's what was fucking killing me. I mean, again, most shit now is like minimum is 2, and it's fucking, it's like, I can run it, but it's just gonna be garbage. Now I got the GTX 1080, which is the card that just came out like 6 months ago, and it again, a few months it's been out and fucking seems to be popular and people like it. And I mean, one of those things is hopefully that means fucking like, oh, lots of support fucking down the line. And it's got a whopping 8 gigabytes of VRAM, so fuck you, pretty much. Six times the VRAM, so suck my dick, fucking minimum requirements. And then it's got like a hybrid drive too, as well, 2 drives, I guess. This fucking one's like a solid state, and it's got like whatever, a little over like half a terabyte I can fuck with, and then there's like a regular one of like 2 terabytes or whatever. And I was kind of like, what the fuck is this? Like, how am I going to deal with this shit? But it's fucking like, it works how you figure it would. I mean, it's fucking set to wherever the fuck you want to save shit, either the solid state or the normal drive. Plus, it's got Windows 10 Pro because I'm fucking professional. God damn it, nobody can deny that now. I use fucking Windows 10 Pro. So I get all that for the low price of $2,300, which is that's pretty much petty cash. Thanks to the generosity of listeners like you who support my Patreon and my Kickstarter, and you know, you guys all make those sizable donations to make like, you know, the essentials like this fucking possible. So then, you know, I fucking was like, all right, whatever, that's what I fucking want. So I'm not gonna fuck around. I bought that. And then, you know, did some pricing and fucking, you know, by that I mean I fucking read the usual fucking like the comments and shit and fucking like the Amazon page. It was fucking like, oh, I can get it so much cheaper if you just build it yourself, fucking those type of comments. And it's fucking like, you know, they're like fucking, oh yeah, dude, those parts are only worth like fucking like, you know, $1,800, $1,900, not like 2,000. It's just like, dude, I mean, yeah, sure, if you want to fucking have a fucking dozen different fucking parts all shipped to you from all over the fucking world, and, you know, hope none of them are fucking busted up, so you have to fucking return them and wait like weeks to fucking to get sent fucking new ones, and, you know, try to piecemeal the fucking thing together, and, you know, I'll just pay the extra fucking couple $100, dude, you know, for fucking convenience sake. I mean, you know, my time and my fucking frustration's worth fucking at least that. And so that's the story with my new PC. So I'm rocking now, so I'm fucking recording on. It's actually pretty cool. I mean, I was fucking really fucking happy about how it fucking everything just fucking transferred. It was pretty cool. Just like, you know, I just fucking signed into my shit, like right at the Windows level, and like fucking as soon as I did that, fucking everything's there, like fucking all my passwords, fucking I was just like thinking like, oh, I'm gonna have to fucking like remember, like, you know, I'll have to send a bunch of fucking like, oh, what's my fucking password type of deal, like all that for like a million things, just fucking like, nope, everything's there, like all my fucking favorites and the fucking, you know, web browser, everything's just fucking like saved, pretty much, just even my fucking like background image, like everything's just fucking transferred like immediately. It's fucking pretty cool. And even like if I have my other PC on, I turn this one on and fucking like open up Steam, it's just fucking like, oh yeah, you get fucking, oh, you can fucking install this on this computer, you can just fucking stream it from the other one, like whatever, just fucking like everything's just like so like connected. It's fucking, it's pretty impressive. It's fucking pretty awesome. So yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, fucking new era of Grunt Free Press recorded on a new PC. There you go. Again, not fucking upgrading any fucking mics or my shitty fucking garbage fucking $20 editing software that I use, but I'm not made of fucking money, so fuck you. And this is the part of the fucking PC cycle too, where I tell everybody not to buy a fucking PC and just stick with fucking consoles, and PCs are fucking money sinks and all that shit. And yeah, I mean, we'll see where I'm at a fucking year from now when I'm just like, fuck, I can't fucking run anything, like who knows. I just knew that, knowing that was coming, like I ordered it fucking like last week, and I knew it was coming, but it put me in a tight spot as far as fucking playing games went, because it's like, I could just keep playing Mafia 3 and have it fucking you know, run like garbage, or I could fucking wait, you know what I mean, hopefully it won't run like shit type of deal. And just, even like Battlefield 1, I'm like fucking like, I have like the EA Access thing, I was like, oh, I could be playing that for like 10 hours, and, but it's just like, and I know that fucking runs awesome, even on fucking the old, my old Acer fucking Predator, but, just fucking again, dude, just fucking like, or I could fucking just wait, you know what I mean, I'll fucking wait for, wait and fucking crank it up. And I actually fucked around with that for a couple hours fucking last night, and it's like, oh yeah, everything's on fucking ultra. I'm like, fucking went back and like played some other shit, like fucking like Doom, and like Doom's like fucking, well, the optimal setting is, you know, I don't have a fucking 4K TV, but it's fucking like the optimal fucking setting is to, play the game at 4K, even though you don't have a fucking 4K, and then downscale it to 1080. I'm like, okay, that seems kind of excessive, but whatever, fucking did it, and it's fucking like, oh yeah, runs fucking great, but whatever. Yeah, just kind of like, I kind of want to go back, I kind of want to play fucking Doom again, I kind of didn't review that, and fucking like, even like Dark Souls 3, I'm like, is DLC coming out before, I was like, I don't want to fuck with, you know what I mean, I'll fucking wait till everything's out and play it again in like a year, but I'm like, maybe I'll fucking go back and even play that again and crank that and just see how that goes, and who knows. But I did play that week. I ended up playing fucking Castlevania Lords of Shadow, and I reviewed that. You can read that. I'm actually going to talk about that more next week, probably. Because, again, I'm kind of fucked up. I'm recording this pretty late, and just, I may not even fucking, I'll just toss it off and not even listen to it and just hope for the best. And I got to fucking turn my screensaver off because that's driving me nuts. But hey, that's it. I mean, fucking, yeah, just, it's going to be chock full of games next week. I promise you. I'm not going to be rushed and all that shit. But podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. I am Absolute Deicide, and I'm going to go play with my new toy. And by that, I mean my vagina I had installed on my leg.
House in New Orleans, they call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Going back to New Orleans to where Comments, let's see.
Oh, gosh.
I love how two professional writers think standing up all day at a job is exercise.
Thanks for professional writers.
Good one. Good one. All right. Do I want to start? I'm going to keep kind of going down the list here.
That's a comment. Absolute decide.